is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The war that made the Roman Empire, Antony, Cleopatra, and Octavian at Actium. Professor Barry Strauss is the author. He's the Beaumar Chair of Humanistic Studies at Cornell University, the distinguished classicist of several books in this period. For those of us who do not have the Latin or the Greek, it's a great treat to speak with Barry about a battle that I did not know to solve before this book, Actium. It's understood as a naval battle. Well, sort of. It's also a battle of maneuver. And it teaches the lesson again and again we get in the 20th and the 21st century. Tactics are for amateurs. Logistics are for professionals. And what you're about to hear is Barry Strauss's explication of how Octavian defeated Antony because he had a logistical genius named Marcus Agrippa. Barry, thank you very much. We need to do a little geography. Why did the vast Ptolemaic fleet built by Cleopatra's treasury, Cleopatra and Antony leading, they went from Ephesus to Patrae to the western coasts of Greece? Why? What did that mean for their logistics?
Well, it was the jumping off point for invading Italy. It also effectively closed off Italy from the east because you needed to sail along the west coast of Greece if you wanted to get from Italy to the east, because the east coast of Italy is very treacherous and has almost no harbors. I think originally the plan was to invade southern Italy. It would have been a very difficult thing to do. And in terms of propaganda, it would have been very tough with Cleopatra along with them. But they built a fleet. They built an invasion fleet. And so if anyone could have done it, their fleet could have done it. Yet Antony and Cleopatra decide to stay in Western Greece and not invade. They decide to wait for the enemy to come to them and then defeat the enemy in Western Greece. Why they made that decision, we don't know. Is it because Cleopatra didn't want to risk her own naval contingent of 60 ships and risk losing the route eastward to Egypt? Is it because Antony lost his nerve because he had been burned in his campaign against Parthia? Is it because they thought that Cleopatra was just too much of a propaganda negative to invade Italy? We're not sure. But there they are on the west coast of Greece waiting for the enemy to come.
So this, the west coast of Greece then is set up for them to launch an invasion fleet. So I think of it as the southern coast of England set up for the invasion fleets on Normandy.
It's prepared. That's right.
And it's as if Eisenhower decided to wait for the Germans. It's very strange.
It's very strange, and it's very un-Caesar. Julius Caesar was all about taking strategic risks, and they hadn't. I mean, perhaps they were planning to invade Italy and never got around to it. The sources are very pro-Augustus, so we're not sure about it. But I have to admit, that is reading a lot into the sources. That's not there to come to that conclusion. We do know that the enemy strikes very, very early in the sailing season, before Antony and Cleopatra get around to doing much of anything.
March of 31 BC. That's the date now. Now, establishing the supply line from Egypt to Ephesus to Patrae to the western shore of Greece with this vast fleet, merchantmen coming back and forth, feeding large army and a naval contingent, and Marcus Agrippa enters. Marcus Agrippa is the admiral who accompanies Octavian in conquering Sextus Pompey at Sardinia and Sicily, who conquers the Illyrians in the western coast, what is now Yugoslavia. Marcus Agrippa sees that logistics is the way to go forward. What is Methone? Where is that?
So Methone is a port, an extremely good harbor, and a fortress on the southwestern coast of Greece. You can still visit it today, and there's a beautiful castle there, a Venetian/Ottoman castle at Methone, because it remained very strategic in early modern times.
And Methone is guarded by a man named Bogot. As I read Barry's book, I've said, man, oh man, where does he get these characters? Bogot is from Mauritania.
Yes, he's the deposed king of Mauritania, modern Morocco. And earlier in life, he'd been a great supporter of Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar helped himself to an affair with Bogud's wife, or one of his wives, a woman named Eunoe, and Caesar gave Bogud many goodies in return. Bogud was essential with his cavalry in helping Caesar in the Battle of Munda in Spain, the last battle of the Civil War. But Bogud supported Antony, and that was a mistake. Octavian is able to turn on him, support Bogud's enemies at home, and Bogud is forced off his throne. He's now in the East, a king without a throne, and he is in command at Methone, this Mauritanian king.
Where there was a wall? Where we presume there was a garrison.
Yeah, Methone is a fortified place.
We presume there was a garrison, but as you reason, perhaps not first-rate troops, Agrippa sees that attacking Methone will cut the supply line. Was that his plan?
Yes, his plans to attack Methone by cutting the supply line. But it's a risky plan because Methone is as far as you can get in Greece from southern Italy. There are many places that are closer. And also it's the very beginning of the sailing season when there's always something of a risk. But Agrippa knows that this will give him the advantage of surprise if he can go against Methone under these conditions.
You speculate, as do the sources speculate, how he did it, because all we have, I think, is in the Greek or the Latin, he came by sea. This is an amphibious landing, very difficult. Did Agrippa have first-rate soldiers? Were they trained for this?
Yes, I'm sure that he did. I mean, he'd done things like this in Sicily against Sextus Pompey. So he already knew how to do this kind of thing. And again, in Illyricum. And he had excellent sailors. He knew all about cunning. He knew all about tricks. So they knew what they were doing. Also, I'm almost certain that he had locals from the Methone area to guide him so that he wasn't fighting blindly. And he knew that the best time to do this, launch this kind of attack was when there was a, what we call a quarter moon. Essentially, it's a half moon in common parlance. And also to attack in the pre-dawn hours when a garrison would be at its worst, at its most tired. I think that's what he did. I imagine him going first to an island off the coast called Sapienza. Later on, it was a pirate's lair, and launching his raid from there, guided by expert local pilots, finding a weak place in the wall, or attacking in the pre-dawn hours, and pulling off this remarkable coup, taking the most important supply base of the enemy and capturing it by sea. A really great feat.
And the puzzle here, Antony is at Patrae at this point, I believe.
Yes,
and
But
Antony doesn't react. He doesn't know. He learns slowly, realizing...
No, I think he finds out what's happened. But by the time he finds out what's happened, it's a 1-2 punch. By the time he finds out, Octavian takes the rest of the fleet and he attacks the northern side. So imagine Antony and Cleopatra in the middle at Patrae in the northern Peloponnesus. There's an attack on the southern coast at Methone. And then suddenly the rest of the fleet comes and attacks in the north. And that's going to be the main area. That's where the main action is. That's where Antony's main fleet is. So he's got to go up there. He wants to defeat Octavian. I don't think he has the time or the luxury to try to get Methone back.
It's time for the Battle of Actium. Look at your map of Western Greece. Methone is in the south. Patrae is in the middle. And above that is Actium, where the main fleet is. It's a natural harbor with an entrance that can be easily guarded. Octavian's in the north with the remains of his fleet.
Yeah.
Agrippa can rage up and down. When we come back, we're going to fight Actium. And first, the professor is going to introduce us to Roman ships. The book is The War That Made the Roman Empire, Antony, Cleopatra, and Octavian at Actium. I'm John Batchelor.